What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about what I believe to be the biggest factor when you're starting a new investment portfolio. But even as your portfolio grows in size, this continues to play a large factor, a little bit less every dollar invested, but it still continues to play a factor. And what is that? It is your contributions. You contributing more money to your portfolio, especially early on. And when I say early on, I mean like $100,000, even $200,000, $300,000. You investing and contributing more money into your portfolio is a huge factor in the growth of your portfolio. And as your portfolio gets bigger, your contributions still matter. They still play a factor, but they factor in a little bit less in terms of growth of your portfolio, and compounding starts to take over. So if you imagine a teeter-totter, when you're just starting out on an investment portfolio, you're starting it from zero, you're starting it from 5-10 grand, you contributing more money is gonna play the biggest factor to the growth of that portfolio. But as the portfolio grows, the teeter-totter starts to shift and compounding starts to take over a little bit more in what is growing your portfolio. So let me give you an example, two different scenarios. Scenario number one is someone contributing $300 per month to an investment portfolio. Let's say that that portfolio starts the year at $10,000. That person adds in $300 per month. That is $3,600 added to this portfolio for the year. That means, without talking, you know, the 8% return on average the market gets, we're just going to assume that in this scenario, your contributions grew your $10,000 account by 36%. You might have gotten an 8% return on your 10 grand, and that's still better than nothing, but on $10,000, an 8% return is $800. You contribute, you add $300 a month to your portfolio. After a year, that's $3,600. Your account is 36% bigger at the end of the year because of your contributions. Let's say we're a few years down the road and this portfolio is now at $50,000. This person is still contributing $300 per month. That's $3,600 for the year. That $3,600 for the year accounts for 7.2% growth on that $50,000. Meaning, yes, let's say the market got an average 8% that year. Your contributions added another 7.2%, almost doubled the percent growth of your portfolio by you just contributing more money. So even at $50,000, doing $300 per month, your contributions play a large factor in the growth of your portfolio. Now let's say a few more years go down the road and we're now at a $100,000 portfolio. Again, $300 a month, $3,600 for the year. Your $3,600 worth of contributions means that your account grew by 3.6% for the year just from your contributions. Now, let's say more years go down the line and now this account is at $500,000, $300 per month, $3,600 for the year. Your $3,600 in contributions means the account grew by 0.72%. So less than 1%. Better than growing by zero, meaning you didn't add any more money. But if you get 8% return on $500,000 from the market, that's a $40,000 gain. So you can see that as your account gets bigger, your contributions in terms of portfolio growth year over year matter a little bit less. But when you're just starting out, a $10,000 portfolio adding $300 per month, that's $3,600 for the year, that's a 36% growth of your account value in just 1 year, and that all came from your contributions. Now, in the second scenario, we're gonna use a little bit bigger numbers just to give you some more understanding. A portfolio of $10,000 again, but this time you're adding $1,000 per month, that's $12,000 for the year. At the end of the year, again, assuming that, you know, we're not even talking about returns in the market, this portfolio grew by 120%, now worth $22,000 because of your contributions. Then you get to $50,000 portfolio, again, $1,000 a month, $12,000 for the year. your account grew by still at $50,000, 24%. And then when your portfolio gets to $100,000, same $12,000 a year, that is still growth of the value of the account by 12%, greater than the average of the market. Now, when we get to a $500,000 portfolio, $12,000 per year, that's still a 2.4%, not 12%, but still 2.4% that your portfolio grew by your contributions. 8% return on $500,000 is $40,000. You add $12,000, that means your account value grew by $52,000. But the purpose of this episode is not to say that the best way to get the greatest returns in the market is to contribute more. Obviously, that's your money going in. But what I'm trying to say is when you're just starting out, a $10,000, $50,000, even $100,000 portfolio, compounding is helping you. Compounding works with $1. But usually the growth of your portfolio, if you want to see big changes year over year, is just going to come from you contributing more money. And then as your portfolio grows and you get to the $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 mark, you might be contributing $3,600 for the year, but an 8% return on $500,000 is $40,000. So $40,000 in gains of the portfolio came from the market returns. That's more growth coming from return of the market than your $3,600 that you're adding in. So when I say when you're just starting out, contributions mean more and play a bigger factor than market returns, this is what I'm trying to say. Again, I want to reiterate, I'm not trying to say that when you go from a $10,000 portfolio, you put in $12,000 for the year, your account grew by 120%, meaning your money is worth 120% more. I'm just saying in terms of the overall portfolio value, and that when you're just starting out, the best way to grow your account size is just to keep on contributing. I know that sounds silly and might not make sense and might make some people mad by the way I'm wording it. All I'm trying to say is that focus on contributions when you're just starting out and even as you're still going, right? A portfolio of $500,000, you adding in $1,000 a month, you're adding 2.4% to your portfolio for the year in terms of growth. So when you're just starting out and all the way through, your contributions mean marginally less with every dollar invested, but this is how you get to that $100,000 portfolio at a fast rate. It's not going to come from market returns. Now you can get lucky and try to turn 10 grand into 100 grand playing options and YOLOs, and you can do those things. But for most people, the route to getting there is just being consistent. Whether it's $300 a month, whether it's $100 a month, whether it's $5,000 a month, I don't know what it is. Everyone has different situations. But when it comes to starting a portfolio and growing it, in terms of the value, right? When I talked about the post on X, if you follow me there, I said the boring 8% return is only boring because you don't have a lot of money invested. Well, and then some people said, well, I don't know how to get to $500,000 invested. And what I'm trying to say in this episode is how you get to $500,000 invested is you start adding this month, you start adding next month, and you add again, and you add again, and again, and again, and again, and again, $200, $500, $3,000, $2,000, $1,000, $700, whatever it is. But when you're just starting out, how much you contribute, your contribution amounts every single month matter more than investment returns. I'm going to say that again. When you're just starting out, your contribution amounts matter more than your investment returns. A portfolio of $100,000, let's say it gets 10% for the year, meaning your money, your $100,000 earned you $10,000. If you're contributing $1,000 a month to your portfolio, you just added in $12,000 to your portfolio. So not only are you compounding the $100,000, you're compounding the $10,000 in gains that you got this past year, plus the $12,000 in additional contributions that you added throughout the year. So now you're compounding $122,000 for the next year. And let's say for the next year, you get another 10% return. So now you're adding another $12,200 compounded with $122,000, compounded with another $12,000. And now your portfolio is $140,000. So I say all this to say is that when you start out, just focus on contributions, contributions, contributions. You're going to get market returns, but it's not going to be anything crazy. 8% return on $10,000 is $800. If you're contributing $500 a month, in just over a month and a half, you've already contributed more than your whole portfolio is going to gain in an entire year. But you just keep on going. You just keep on going. And eventually, it is your principal, $100,000, $300,000, $700,000, plus the compounding that you get, 8% return, 7% return, 12% return for the year, whatever it is, plus your contributions that you're adding for that year. Now you can see how this stuff gets very, very powerful. But the problem is most people give up when they're at 10,000 because they think the 10,000 is the secret sauce going to get them to 100,000. But then they fail because they're trying to day trade and they give up. But the people that stick with it and they realize, if I have 10,000 and I just keep adding $1,000 a month, eventually I'm going to have 50,000. If I keep going, then I'm going to have 100,000. Then I'm going to have 300,000. Then I'm going to have 500,000. At 500,000, if I get 10% return, that's $50,000 in gains. Oh, but I'm also contributing $1,000 a month. That's 12,000. That means I have $62,000 plus the 500,000. So $562,000 to compound for the next year. And I also got a 10% return there. Let's say the market did great another year in a row. Or we had another year where it's a 20% return. So now my $562,000 getting a 20% return is $112,000 in gains. So it's 562 plus 112, which is 674,000 plus my 12,000 is $686,000 in my portfolio value in 1 year later. But I didn't give up at 10,000. That's why I'm here today. This is why I get so excited and passionate about this stuff is because I don't want you to quit at 10,000. I don't want you to quit at 50,000. I don't want you to quit at 100,000 because the fun hasn't even started yet. Your contributions matter more. So don't quit in the early days. And if you stick with it and you just keep on adding every single month, every single paycheck, eventually your portfolio size is going to be great. And compounding is going to help you a ton. And then you contributing more is going to help even more and add just a little bit of fuel to the fire. So I don't know where you are on your journey. I don't know where you are at a $10,000 portfolio or a $10 million portfolio or a $100 million portfolio. I don't know. But I can tell you one thing. If you're just starting out, focus on contributions. That is going to move the needle the quickest. And then as you move the needle more and more, compounding starts to take over slowly. And then eventually your principal plus the compounding plus your contributions will just keep on taking the fire bigger and bigger and build your financial kingdom. My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. If you enjoy this podcast, please be sure to share it with a friend. If you really enjoy the podcast, please be sure to rate it 5 stars on any podcasting platform you're listening to this on right now. And if you want to stay in touch, I send a free weekly newsletter with a quick money tip straight to your inbox every single Friday that is linked down in the show notes below called the Decade Investor Weekly. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.